when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Another week, another episode of the 929 podcast from Fiverr.com with me, your host, Ishan Akbar. This is the podcast where I interview entrepreneurs who can help to give your business or your brand a massive boost. Our guest this week is the CEO of the largest vitamin company in the UK, Vitabiotics. He's been responsible for leading the company to become the number one bestseller for vitamins in the UK. It's Tej Lalwani. Now, if you've heard that name before, you might be thinking, where have I heard it? He's also a dragon on the UK TV programme Dragon's Den. And in this episode, we're going to talk about knowing how and when to scale your business. So Tej, tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
Great. So basically, the lesson I'd like to share is knowing how and when to scale your business.
Right. Now, tell us a bit more about what that means, because I feel like the how and the when are two massively different things.
When it comes to how, there's obviously certain things that you can do to be able to scale your business. But also the important point is, when do you really scale your business? Is your business ready to be scaled at this point? Because sometimes if you scale too quickly, you pretty much could go bankrupt or it could fall apart. So I think understanding those key metrics in your business about, is it the right time? Have you got things working correctly? And then knowing when to step on the gas to turbocharge it, essentially.
In terms of your experience of scaling a business, did it come from you just knew straight from the beginning how to do it? Or were there some mistakes that you made along the way?
There were definitely mistakes. And I think the key, you know, being a family business, the key thing that we've always wanted to do was to try and improve the health of people's lives in a natural way. And, you know, once you see the research, what it can do, the products, you're really excited about sharing that and creating new products that are going to work in different categories. And I think the moment of scaling really came when we had certain competitors in our industry, especially in the UK, if you look at Seven Seas and Adagen, they were our real competitors, and there were 3-4x our sales. And, you know, mentally I thought, okay, we need to be number one. How do we get to number one? And that meant, how do we scale, essentially?
Is there a particular data set or data point or something that is always consistent with any kind of scaling that you need to have this in order to even begin thinking about scaling your business?
Well, I think there's certain things you need to get in place. Like, first, you need to lighten your business, get rid of things that are taking too much of time. Activities are not really productive. You know, maybe somebody else could do that better, whether it's manufacturing or outsourced logistics, warehouse, get outside expertise to help you in that. You want to sort of keep your business very simple so that when you scale it, it doesn't get complicated, right? And of course, scaling does cost money. So have your funding in place, whether you've got loans, whether you've got equity coming in, because you don't want to run out of cash in the middle of scaling. And then I think have some core business values, because you want to maintain that when you grow in terms of culture or mission statement in your business that you really want to do. And that should be clear as a goal today as it was in the beginning.
Has there been a time in your career where you've scaled and thought, oh, that's not quite worked, and then had to scale back?
Yeah. So I'll give you a sort of relatively recent example. We were planning to launch in the US. I was working for a couple of years on a deal with Walgreens, the US largest pharmacy chain in the US, for distribution. And traditionally, that's how, you know, the business was built, as to building relationships with retailers to launch into different markets. So it took me a while to do the deal, 3 years to get the terms I wanted. And we were about to launch in 7,000 stores. For a moment, I thought, is it the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Firstly, the US market is huge. I was thinking, really, I wish actually I would, in such a huge market, I could launch online instead, test it, and then build the brand. But it felt like it was too good opportunity now to get this deal with Walgreens. But what happened was, there was a lot of competition in America, firstly. And secondly, I found a challenge in terms of building and marketing a market so big nationally. You know, how do you really do that cost effectively? So I sort of said, okay, fine, you know, let it sell through, and then I'll relaunch online digitally, which is what I've done. And that's growing very well now. So I think that was a mistake. I sort of got carried away thinking, wow, I can scale like that in 7,000 stores nationally. But was it the right strategy? By the time I got the deal agreed, things had changed in the market. And that's why you need to keep a pulse on what's happening around you.
What an interesting example, because I think for a lot of listeners, they'll be interested to hear that scaling a business is about more than just where you put another shop, right? What do you wish someone had told you before you started expanding the first time round, before the first kind of scaling out?
I think sometimes you get carried away with the opportunity and you think, well, right, the US is a huge market. It's 20X, UK, you know, so all I need to do is get my product in store. It's going to sell. But no, you know, there's a lot more to it. It's about how you build a brand internationally, which, you know, we've done successfully in 80, 90 countries worldwide. It's very different cultures in different countries. I think the better approach would have been direct to consumer, because it was about the time when things started to really take off in that arena.
Right. So in terms of the practicalities of scaling your business, in terms of getting the right people on board, in terms of the hires you make, do you do that before you start the scaling program or after?
I think it's important to identify the areas you need to be recruiting in and what sort of roles you need to fulfill as your company grows, and map that out so that when it comes to the time you're recruiting, but always be a bit ahead of the curve, so that, because it does take time to recruit people, they have their own notice periods, etc. So, but I think have a plan of which departments need to be scaled accordingly, and at which point you need to have what departments with the right staff in there. You don't have to hire everyone beforehand, because obviously that's going to be too expensive and it's going to be sitting there. So I would suggest, obviously, be ahead of the curve, but build it gradually as you're scaling at the same time.
What advice would you give to someone who listens to this episode and says, I've been thinking about scaling my business, I need to take an immediate next step? What would that step look like for you? What would you want them to want to consider as soon as they finish listening to this episode?
Well, first I get back to the fact that have a working business model. There's no point wanting to scale just where you are, thinking, because if you're actually losing money, or if your acquisition cost is really high, you need to figure that out to get that down. And once you've sorted all that out and you know, okay, if I do just more of what I'm doing, I know I'm going to make a lot more money and it's going to be get a lot more market share. So that really is the key. And you've got to test it so that if you're putting in X and you're getting in Y, if you're putting in 4X, you should be also getting 4Y, not 1Y or 2Y, you know, as you put more money and you don't want to be getting a lower ROI. So that needs to be figured out and calculated. And of course, have the right infrastructure and the support, because if you grow too fast and you can't provide the right customer service, for instance, to people coming in, it's going to be a disaster. And, you know, you're going to lose that potential business in future. So have your customer service right, build the right relationships with your retailers or your clients for the long term, and your suppliers, because if you want to grow with them, they've got to provide you the right sort of product or service that you need to be able to grow your business. And then start focusing on the strategic things that are really going to get you growth. And experiment with different things, because to really sidestep and to collaborate with other types of businesses to be able to get the exposure could give you that big, massive result to be able to scale the business. So always start thinking in parallel at the same time. But to do that, you need to free up some of this day-to-day stuff that you're doing by getting somebody else to do it if you need to, because you can't physically keep doing it, whether it's customer services or whether it's, you know, pick and packing yourself. So get those things to other people to outsource, essentially, to simplify your role.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for your time on 929. Really enjoyed speaking to you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
What an interesting chat with Tej. He really highlighted the importance of getting into the nitty-gritty of your business to understand whether you're ready and in a position to start embarking on growth. I think sometimes businesses and brands, they think about pace so much, they forget to make sure that everything is in order before they start embarking. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family, and Fiverr is the digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you again soon. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.